Greetings, everybody. Pastor Tim Carstead here at Christian Center Shreveport. Daily podcast. We're releasing urgent warnings, prophetic warnings of what the enemy has planned for the season ahead. And then God has given us answers. Today we're going to even talk about some plans of the enemy up until 2025. All right, let's listen in.
As in the days of Noah, though we're drinking, marrying, laughing. As in the days of Noah, what a fool they say to build a boat on sand. What a fool they say. It's never rained before. It's never rained before. It's never rained before. As in the days of Noah, so it will be in the coming of the Son of Man.
Well, that's the way it's going to be. He's going to come when it looks like everything's going to fall apart. And so we know we still have some time left because, one, some of the prophecies are not fulfilled. The fullness of the Gentiles has not happened. There are many things that happen. So we're preparing, but we're getting our hearts put before the Lord. Well, God bless you. It's Wednesday. It is the sixth day of January, 2023. So glad you're with us. Thanks for listening this week and each and every day. Some of you listen to us. We bless you. You are the wind, in a sense, in our sails. Your hunger for hearing the Lord, your hunger for being ready for what's coming is just what gives us the emotional, spiritual energy we need to keep going. So thank you. And again, many of you that write or you sow into our podcast ministry, we see that on our giving. Thank you for that. You can always do that on our website, ChristianCenterStreetBoard.com, or our app. Thanks again for doing that. Well, I started Monday about the possible lockdowns and mandates that many of the governments are trying to, so it looks like they're trying to prepare for. Well, that's fine. That's what we know they're doing in the natural. But what is the Spirit saying? What's going on in the Spirit? And what do we know prophetically that's outside of what we see in the natural with these natural governments? We saw in 2020 when we saw the virus crisis that came across the world, that the world actually semi-prophesied it. I think it was in 2018. It's all public domain. You can go look out there. They were planning for the pandemic then of exactly, it played out just like they said it would in 2018. And now they're planning, they're predicting some things that are coming ahead. Well, some people had some prophetic words, and we've seen it too, of things that are going to happen in 2025 without the knowledge of what these groups were doing. So I think I want to preface it there. And I was sent a video of two young ladies that are flowing in the prophetic. I vetted them, found out who they were, and find out they're really connected to solid leaders. They're connected strong in ministry. And so I feel confident in sharing some of their revelation today of what is coming in 2025. The best part of it is the answer was also given in the prophetic. Okay, so I want to preface everything with that as well. And understand this. God, in this season, especially, I think since 2020 onward, God has been giving prophecies and words that are conditional like never before. In other words, God said, this is going to happen unless the church does this, or if the church will do this, the ecclesia. So we're giving a opportunity of restoration and also to thwart the plans of the enemy. Prior to 2020, many like 16 and other things, there was more direct prophetic, this is going to happen. The pandemic was going to happen. President Trump in 2016 was going to be elected. 2020, it was, if the church, he'll be elected. You know, we're starting to see a difference in the way God's approaching. And I think that's just his mercy. I think we've been crying out for it. Well, here's the encounter. I recorded. It's not a good recording. I apologize. As she was speaking on this video, she didn't have a microphone. She was just talking to her computer. So the quality was not good, but I believe you'll be able to hear it here. This is the dream she was given, I think in February of this year. Her name is Christy Johnston. You can go Google just Christy Johnston Ministries, and her husband, I think his name's Nate, have a wonderful ministry. I think they're connected in California with Bethel and other places. But she shares this encounter that she had, but it also was a warning dream, number one, but it also had a way out of it. And I think that's something I want to gravitate toward. So let me play it's just a few minutes. Let me play the dream, and then we'll discuss it on the backside.
So in the dream, it was February of this year, and I wake up in a sweat after I have this because it was just so vivid and confronting. I see the year 2025, specifically 2025, and over that year, I see the word in big bold letters, contagion. The word contagion, another virus. Immediately after seeing the year and the virus name, I see children being dragged from their homes by government officials. They were government officials. And I told Jenny they specifically looked like from the Hunger Games. If you guys have seen the Hunger Games, how there are these officials and they're dressed all in white and they look kind of really eerie and otherworldly in a sense. They looked like that, these government officials. They had this otherworldly Hunger Games look to them. And they were going into homes with this statement, for your safety. This is for your safety, for your protection, like really robotically. They were going into the homes and literally dragging children out by their feet. And the children were literally being dragged on the ground, like little children as young as my Ava, older children as young as my oldest daughter, Charlotte, teenagers. It was young children and teenagers. They were being dragged out by their feet with mothers and fathers. This is the part that really just... I don't even have words. I feel like I'm getting choked up talking about it. Mothers and fathers screaming behind them, trying to stop their children from being dragged out. There was like a screech, almost like, you know, Jenny, when you hear about, when you read in the scripture about when Herod went and killed all of the toddlers.
Yeah.
And how he killed all of the toddlers going after Jesus. And it said a wail rose up in Israel that filled the sky. That was the sound I feel like I heard in the dream. I heard this wail arising in the streets. And what's interesting about that is I feel like the enemy always overplays his hand over a generation when there is deliverers arising in that generation. We see that had happened with Moses and with Jesus, and I feel like we're now living in that moment. But these, I feel like this dream was the Lord revealing the plans of the enemy over this generation, over children. And it was coming through this contagion. And so on the flip side of that, my dream immediately shifted from that scene, from that horrific scene of children being dragged out, to where I saw mothers and fathers standing on the front lines of their homes, literally on the boundary of their homes. And it reminds me of the boundary of blood. And they were standing on the boundary of their homes and they were on their knees, crying out, God, protect us. God, deliver us. And crying out in a similar wail, but like of desperation, like Jesus, only you can deliver us in this moment. When I saw them praying, Jenny, I saw a force field of heaven, a supernatural force field surround those homes. And I saw the enemy trying to come in, but they could not penetrate. Nothing could penetrate their homes. So their children, almost like the Passover, right? The Passover, they were literally applying the blood of Jesus, crying out for deliverance. And it released a force field of protection over their homes. And it released the boundary of blood, in a sense. Not that I saw the boundary of blood in the dream, but that's what it prophetically represented. So I know that God was giving me the twofold aspect of that. This is what the enemy is planning, but this is what I am planning.
Okay, I hope you could hear that clearly. That was the dream. She went on to say in the video of the confirmations to that, after she found out later that there are plans by groups that are foreseeing this pandemic that they're calling it contagion. And she said when she researched it, she found out that's the word they're using. Because I thought that was unusual when she started the dream, contagion. Never heard it used that way. So they're planning it's identical to how they planned the 2020 virus. So we know this is the plan of the enemy. We know, we've talked about it ad nauseum on these platforms of the reasons we've been shown by the Lord of why these groups are doing this. Obviously, it's to bring in the Antichrist spirit to control. How do you control the world unless you have control of the people? And we have to have this place in us that we talked about yesterday, where we need a stampede of people rising up and fighting against this and causing us to overwhelm the darkness. Now, I say all that because this is a major warning for us. If we don't turn, if we don't relent in our ways and turn to the Lord, that will be an inevitable thing. You know, I'm talking today, and maybe in 2 months, if we're not careful, we could all be back down, locked down, not being able to travel, mandates everywhere. This is what the plan of the enemy is. This is the plan of some of the government overreaches that are out there. We are in a place of warning. We gave warning. We said this fall things were going to happen. We've given this warning. We're not the only ones, but many others have. So I think we've been faithful to that. But as I was preparing for this podcast today, the Lord said to me, and I believe this is the prophetic warning today, he reminded me of what Jeremiah was told in the 18th chapter. When we are the clay, he's the potter, right? And we are to let him mold us into his image. But in verse 5 of chapter 18, the word of the Lord came to me saying, "Can I not, O house of Israel, deal with you as this potter does, declares the Lord? Behold, like the clay is the potter's hand, in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel." Now, obviously, he's dealing with the land of Israel and the people of Israel. But he said, "At one moment I might speak concerning a nation or concerning a kingdom to uproot, to pull down, or to destroy it." But then he goes on to say, "If that nation," and we can just say if that people, "if that nation or that people against which I have spoken turns from its evil, I will relent concerning the calamity I plan to bring on it. Or at another moment, I might speak concerning a nation or concerning a kingdom to build it up and to plant it. If it does evil in my sight by not obeying my voice, then I will think better of the good which I had promised to bless it." Now, that's scary, isn't it? I mean, it's powerful, but it's scary. The promise, it says, to bless it. He gave a condition, right? He said, "If they don't, I'll relent. I will think better of the good which I had promised to bless it with." Okay, so we're all in this thing together. And he gave me that passage because we have an opportunity to listen to the voice of God here. Lay down our personal lives and say, "God, we're going to do what you've asked us to." Now, in her dream, she saw people, you know, especially parents, because they're coming after the next generation. That's why the Lord gave us the word about the war babies. This, all the babies being born right now in the kingdom are war babies. They're born for this war that the enemy wants to take them away. This is what happens in wars. World War I, World War II, 1906, right? Azusa Street Revival breaks out all around the world. Pentecostalism, the gifts of the Spirit. What happens? World War I kills much of the next generation. World War II, the healing revival comes, right? Outpouring starts happening, and many things start moving in the Spirit. What happens? World War II, we lose almost another generation, the young people dying to war. The enemy wants to take out the young people. What did Herod try to do to the newborns, the toddlers, right? Kill them as the Messiah was coming. It always wants to take out this next generation. And we have to recognize this moment that we're in right now. This is a major prophetic warning, but it also has a major breakthrough moment. If we will pray and if we will hit our face in humility, then God will help and relent any participation he may have with it, but he'll also keep the enemy back, and we will prosper in a season where the enemy planned our destruction. To take control from us, to take our children away from us, our grandchildren. And we say no to that. And I pray for the mighty warriors, the families, the parents would rise up in this hour and fight the good fight. Will you join with me in prayer? Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking this group, these precious people that are following what we're trying to do and bring warning. I pray, O Lord, that you would strengthen us in this hour not to faint in the midst of a crisis, but to have hope for the future. And Lord, you said you can build up and you can plant in the midst of a season when it looks like everything's going down. We trust in you and your ways, God. Strengthen us today with your help. Send your angels, Father, to bless and strengthen us as well. In the name of Yeshua, amen, amen. All right, come back tomorrow. Love you guys. Well, God bless you. Thanks for listening again to our daily podcast. I hope you enjoy this on all our platforms. Please, as we always say, share this with your friends. Let them know about our ministry and what we're trying to do through this podcast ministry to encourage, warn, and help others in the body of Christ. Please check out our new app. It's not new, but it's new format. So go to your app store on your device or phone and download the Christian Center Shreveport app. If you already have it, go check it out. We have some real nice changes. Learn how to navigate through it because we're offering more stuff on our platform. Again, thanks to everybody for giving. You can sow there on that app as well as our website. God bless you. Have a good day. We'll see you tomorrow.